was war. Tatsa vidu vareniyam Bargo devasyali mahi Iyuyona prachodaya Tatsavitvareniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitvareniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Savitu vareniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Diyoyona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Welcome to the Meditation Show. On a Sunday evening, we put you into that state of relaxation. Well, that's the aim. So you can refocus and recharge. And the man that does that for us is this man, Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. Andy.
Good evening, Darren. It's good to be back.
So we are coming to the end, let's say, of this 8-stage plan, which we've been working on for the last few weeks.
Yep.
For those that have just switched on for the first time, just explain what's been going on.
Well, we're looking at something called the Eightfold Path. It's a Buddhist practice. You can see it as a kind of framework of spiritual practice, if you like. It gives us guidance on how to use meditation to bring spiritual practice into our daily lives.
And we're up to step seven.
Step seven, and this is called right mindfulness. Obviously, mindfulness is a word that we often use these days. We hear it often. It's become common language, actually. But actually, here, what we're talking about is more akin to pure awareness. This step, if you think of a journey, when you take your journey, sometimes you might use a vehicle, like a car. And we can look on mindfulness as the vehicle we're going to use to carry ourselves forward on our journey. This is about establishing pure awareness, seeing the world exactly as it is in front of us, not covered by the veil that is normally there. If you think of the mind, it has mental objects running through it all the time. These colour our perception of the world. So we have things like our deeply held beliefs, our prejudices, our personal internal mental habits. A good example of this is when we meet a person for the first time. We've never seen this person before. Straight away, in an instant, we start forming opinions about what that person is like. We start drawing conclusions. It's quite uncanny when you think about it. This poor person in front of us, we don't know them from Adam, and we're making all sorts of assumptions. That's what we do as human beings.
So true as well, and I'm one of the world's worst.
Yeah, it's not a bad process. We've evolved this way. But actually, if we're going to make true spiritual progress here, we've got to see through this veil.
So how will this work then? How is the meditation going to work for somebody switching on for the first time?
Well, first of all, it's really important that you dedicate this time for yourself. So find somewhere quiet. Let your family know this is your time. You're not to be disturbed, and turn your phone off. That's most important. Get yourself a comfortable seat. We don't have to sit in full lotus position on the floor. We can be nice and comfortable on our favourite chair. But don't slouch. Do actually sit up. Establish a feeling of strength and comfort in the spine, and this will be it'll promote a sense of freshness in the mind, and give yourself space and time.
And just for those worrying whether or not this is going to send you to sleep, particularly if you're driving, and we do say this every week, but we like to just back it up and give you some reassurance that if you are driving around at the moment, this meditation that Andy will do in about 5 minutes isn't going to send you to sleep at all, is it?
No, certainly not. I mean, meditation actually is fully present and in the moment. It's not a trance-like state. It's a good thing to do when you're driving, actually, to be fully aware. How often are we not aware when we're driving? So, no, definitely not. But if you are driving, you want to take part, then why not pull over, find somewhere comfortable, find a lay-by, and get yourself nice and relaxed and listen to the meditation.
And the meditation will start after we've got ourselves nicely into the zone, with this little piece of music here on Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to the Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. So earlier on, I was chatting with Darren, and we were talking about this next step in the Eightfold Path, right mindfulness. Mindfulness is a term that's very much in common usage these days. There's a lot of people talking about it. But I sometimes wonder if people really know what it means. We talk about the benefits of it, that concentrated mind, ability to stay focused on our tasks and things like that. From a Buddhist perspective, of course, it's all about our spiritual progress, heading towards that overall spiritual destination that we established in Right View. So right mindfulness, or mindfulness itself, we can see as a vehicle to use on our journey. It's a bit like the car we get in to help us get to our destination. Mindfulness, we can see as something, it's not something we do. It's kind of something we undo. So here, we're looking to establish that sense of concentration through pure awareness. And this term, pure awareness, is key, because this is what mindfulness is all about. And it's what we're going to concentrate on in this meditation. The nature of awareness. Now, we might say we're always aware. We might say that, you know, any time we're listening or paying attention, we're aware of what we're hearing. But actually, there's something that gets in the way, and this is the practice that we look at in Buddhism. It's the mind. The mind gets in the way of our own awareness. You can think of the mind as containing all sorts of essentially memories, prejudices, deeply held religious beliefs, all of these types of things. And these colour our picture. They don't show us actually the way life is. Just picture when you walk up to a person that you've never met before. Within an instant, you're making judgments about that person. You are reaching conclusions about what type of person they are. So you're not actually seeing the person in front of you. You're seeing the mind's projection. The mind doesn't always tell us the truth. So the practice is about starting to understand that and see that. The mind's behavior is not a bad thing. We've evolved this way for very good reason. But what we've got to do is start to undo some of that, so that we can really deeply connect with the world. Developing that deep connection is a beautiful thing. As we do that, we start to let go of self. We start to see the world around us more deeply. We start to really understand the people that we come into contact with. It's beautiful. The more we let go of self, the more we connect. The more we connect, the more we let go of self. And mindfulness practice is key to this, to help us to do this. So the practice we're going to do today is just sitting. We're going to, first of all, go through the body scan. As we go through the body, even here, we can start to see how the mind gets in the way. It interferes, makes assumptions, produces visualizations, all sorts of things. So we can use that as an opportunity to start to understand pure awareness. Because as we travel through the body, what we're going to do is just be absolutely purely aware of the sensations we feel. Now, some of those will be pleasant, some will be unpleasant. We notice our reactions. We notice when the mind starts to get in the way. There may be little bits of pain in the body. When we find those, notice what the mind does. See how it reacts. Soften into the experience. We may overlay visualizations or assumptions on the experiences. We might imagine we can feel energies that aren't really there. So you're looking for deep, direct experience of whatever you find as we travel through the body. When we get to the end, when we get to the last part of the body, we're going to bring all those sensations together and experience a period of just sitting. And laterally let our five senses just experience. So let's prepare for the meditation. So make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Do turn those phones off, shut the doors. Just let your family know this is your time for your practice. Get yourself in a comfortable seat. Sit on a comfortable chair, or perhaps on a cushion on the floor. However you're sitting, you do need to be comfortable. We're going to be sitting for about 40 minutes, something like that, so you definitely need to be comfortable. Don't want your feet falling asleep or anything. Most importantly, a nice upright spine. Not stiff, but upright, gently supporting the head. This keeps you fresh, keeps you aware. So settle down into your posture and just take a couple of deep breaths. On each out breath, a feeling of letting go into the meditation. Tune into the space around you. Feel it. Feel temperature. And feel the seat supporting you. You're nice and safe. This is your time. We're going to start with the body scan. Take your mind, your awareness, down into your feet. Direct awareness. What can you feel? All those tiny little sparks of energy. Just feel them directly. We can experience here the mind's desire to pull us away, to play. Notice that behaviour. And with a sense of friendship and understanding, just bring yourself back to the body. Hear the feet. We gently take our awareness across the soles of the feet. Up over the heels. And we work up through the ankle bones. You might find here you have to work harder to really go in, feel what's going on. Working up through the shins and the calf muscles. And up into the knees. So our awareness is in the body. Our mind is in the body. And we gently work along the thighs and the hamstrings. Let go of tension as you travel. Keeping the mind gently aware. Just the sensations. And we work up into the sitting bones, supporting us in our seat, letting go, relaxing down into the seat, feeling the ground supporting us underneath. As you sink and settle, just allow the head to float up a little. Feel a nice sense of strength and comfort come into the spine and the posture. Not slouched, supported. Gentle alignment of the body. Now we're going to take our minds into the stomach and the heart space. This is a very special place because this is where the net result of our emotions reside. Our emotions themselves are not the thoughts behind them. They're not the justification of why we feel like we do. That's just thinking. The emotion is an energetic quality in the stomach and the heart area. Imagine how animals feel when they feel emotions. They don't have the language that we have to work through the justifications. They just feel it. That's what we've got to do here. So, what's going on? How do you feel right now? Don't try and understand. Don't try and justify. Just feel. Now bring your awareness up into your shoulders. There might be tension here, carried there by our lives. Just see if you can melt it out. Let it go. And let your awareness travel down your arms, down your upper arms. Over the elbows. Down through the forearms. And into the hands and the fingers. Thank you. What's going on in the hands and the fingers? See how many sensations you can find there. Notice how they're not static, moving all the time, changing, switching on, switching off. And bring your awareness up to the head. Gently explore the scalp. Looking for whatever you can find. Come into the face. What is your face like? Not what you think it's like. What does it feel like? Others see your face from the outside. Only you can feel it from the inside. Feel subtle tension in the brow, around the eyes. See if you can let that go. Everything softens. To help with that softening, you can imagine a compassionate gaze behind the eyes, smiling gently. This helps to soften the face. So we're going to bring all of this together now for a period of just sitting. We have five senses. We're going to use all of them. As we sit, we're not going to visualize, we're going to experience. The mind will play, it does. Just gently notice when it does and let that go. If you find yourself imagining things, look at that with a sense of amusement and come back to your direct awareness. even though the eyes may be closed, you can still see something. Resting with that. Notice when the mind creates colours, images. Just notice it with interest. With the sense of touch, we experience the body as a whole. Feeling all those thousands of sensations we've worked on through the body scan. Sitting in this space nice and safe. Pure awareness. Just watching, just feeling. Gentle sounds will come. Notice how the mind tries to label them, understand them. Again, just take a good-humoured interest in that behaviour. Just sitting with the nature of the sounds as they come in. Deep sense of acceptance, whatever they are. As we're sitting, we're breathing gently. Gently inhale through the nose. And notice smells. Just notice them. Again, don't try and understand. Don't try and label. Don't try and associate them with anything. Just experience them. Even taste is there. We don't normally pay attention to taste when we're not eating. But there's always something there. It's forming part of our picture. Even if it's just a bland metallic, it's there. Taste, very associated with smell. There might be a correlation, there might not. Don't think about it. Just experience what's going on with taste. Pure awareness. Now bring all five senses together if you can. Just experiencing this moment through all five. Noticing the senses that are more dominant and pull through, those that are less. See if you can bring equal balance to all. Notice the way the mind cuts between each of the senses, flicking between them. Looking for stimulation. Just notice that. Try to bring a sense of balance. In Buddhist practice, we recognize a sixth sense, the mind. The mind is stimulated by thoughts, mental objects. They flow through the mind just the same as a chemical enters the nose. But we don't have to pay attention to them. Sit with gentle awareness. Get in touch with the nature of that awareness.
pure, gentle, compassionate awareness. Just being. Gently relax your concentration again, bringing your awareness back into the room. Just checking in with yourself, see how you feel. And we can offer ourselves a feeling of intent to take this practice out into our evening and on into our week. With pure mindfulness, we see things exactly as they are. We don't judge, we don't assume, we just see. And in this way, we make a difference because we act according to what's actually happening. We act according to the person in front of us, or the situation, not the one we think is in front of us. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. You've been listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, Andy Spragg on The Meditation Show. I hope you have a lovely week, and I'll be back next week. Take care. Bye for now.